From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. A lawsuit against Fox Searchlight Pictures has sparked a fierce debate over whether all unpaid internships should be banned. We're going to hear more about that lawsuit in a minute from the plaintiff, but first, I want to hear from you. Have you worked as an unpaid intern? Have you hired unpaid interns? Here's what we heard from some of you earlier today.
I did an unpaid internship in college. I don't think that I should have been paid. I mean, I got so much out of that experience. It felt to me like another class, but it was a really cool class.
As an unpaid intern at three different places during my student years at the University of Washington in the late 80s, I found that internships themselves are great ways to gain experience in a way that you can never gain through classroom or any other way in the real world. Although they're unpaid, they're phenomenal resume builders, and to be quite honest, they're great network builders.
All right. So if you worked as an unpaid intern or you've hired unpaid interns, what do you think? Should all unpaid internships be banned? Should all internships be paid positions? Give us a call, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email us at conversation@kuow.org. And in the interest of full disclosure, this segment was produced by our unpaid intern, Hannah Byrne. I actually got my start at KUW as an unpaid intern, as did many, if not most, of the people who actually work at this NPR affiliate, KUOW, including our managing editor and our boss for this program, Kathy Duchamp, who says that she actually referred to herself as a volunteer rather than an intern at the time. But the question is, what about you? What do you think of unpaid internships? Again, should they be banned? 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. Call and tell us about your internship experience, what you got out of it or what you didn't get out of it. 206-543-5869 or toll free 1-800-289-5869. Joining us by phone from Washington, D.C. is Eric Glatt. He just completed his first year at Georgetown Law School, and Eric is also suing Fox Searchlight for what he calls an illegal internship. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I want to start just by hearing a little bit about your story. You took this unpaid internship working with Fox. What exactly were you doing?
I was working, doing all the normal functions of an accounting clerk.
And what were you working on?
So basically for the production of the film Black Swan, I performed a lot of paperwork, filing, tracking receipts, petty cash, going to and from the production office to set, basically doing all the normal, productive, necessary jobs required to help the accounting department run.
I heard it's a great movie, but I actually haven't seen it. I should get to that one. So why was that internship illegal, do you think?
Well, you know, I was transitioning into the film industry, and it's standard practice to get one's foot in the door doing an unpaid internship. So as distasteful as I found it, I decided it was worth taking a chance. Started the internship. Just by coincidence, in early 2010, when we were wrapping up production, the Department of Labor issued a fact sheet explaining the 6-point criteria by which any unpaid labor performed at a for-profit business, you know, it needs to satisfy these 6 points. It's based on a Supreme Court ruling from the late 1940s. They issued a fact sheet to clarify that, you know, if you're not meeting these criteria, any unpaid work, whether you call it an internship or not, at a for-profit employer is probably not in compliance with the law. And the New York Times ran a piece on it, and suddenly this thing that looked like some gray area trade-off that was unfortunate, but there was little you could do about it, became crystal clear to me, black and white, illegal. And I tried finding other ways to see if I could find other people interested in creating some kind of grassroots movement, some kind of watchdog group. You know, most people aren't interested in becoming activists when they're pursuing their career. They're interested in getting their foot in the door and doing what it takes to get ahead. You know, the one thing about the way that this is set up right now is it's the government isn't doing enough to crack down on this. So it's asking unpaid interns, the lowliest people in an organization, the people who have the most to lose by speaking up, it's asking them to actually sacrifice their future careers, their reputations in whatever industry it is they dream of working in, just to get employers to follow the basic law.
All right.
It's unconscionable.
Unpaid interns out there, this is your chance to speak out. We're talking about unpaid internships and whether or not they should be banned. If you've worked as an unpaid intern or you've hired unpaid interns, give us a call at 206-543-5869.
David, could, Could I just ask really quickly, because you set it up a couple times about whether or not they should be banned.
Yeah.
My contention is they're already banned. They're illegal. When you're performing productive labor at a for-profit employer, it's against the law not to pay that person.
That's a legal question that I'm not really qualified to answer because I'm not a lawyer. You're in law school, so you probably know more about that than I do. But are you saying all unpaid internships are illegal?
I'm saying that unpaid internships at for-profit businesses,
okay,
whereby the employer benefits from the labor of the intern,
okay,
is probably illegal.
All right. All right. Let's bring into the conversation Steve Cohen, who joins us by phone from New York City. He's a former publisher and a newly minted lawyer, and he's the author of a recent article in the Wall Street Journal that says unpaid internships are a good thing, and they're a good thing in his case. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So you've also had unpaid internships, and as I understand it, not in the too distant past. What was the experience like for you?
Well, I had four unpaid internships over the last 4 years. I was a night student at law school.
It sounds like a career.
A second career. And for all of them, I got class credit, which is typical in many, many programs. Now, I'm wondering, Eric just finished his first year of law school. He decided not to go into the film business, or so it seems. What are you doing this summer, Eric?
Hey, Eric, you there?
Doing legal research. I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing legal research this summer.
For whom?
Paid for one of my professors in a clinic at the school.
And are you getting paid for it?
Yes.
Lucky you. None of the internships that I did paid, and they were all for government entities. Now, you know, I'm not familiar with the case law or the regulation that you cite, Eric, and I'd love to, offline, we'll find out more about that. But I think that, you know, the opportunities that interns have in being exposed, in getting exposure to particular jobs, and showing off their own interests and skills far outweigh any minimal wage that they might be paid under any circumstance. Now, that's not to say that some companies, and I don't limit it to for-profit companies, but some organizations and some companies will make the choice to say, we want to attract the best kids we possibly can, and therefore we're going to offer them some minimal stipend as a way to stand out from our competition. That's their choice, and I think it's a good idea, but to make it mandatory or to prohibit internships does an enormous disservice to students who are trying to figure out what they really want to do and to get that first job.
We're talking about internships and specifically unpaid internships and whether or not they should be banned. Steve Cohen is just speaking. He's a lawyer from New York City, the author of an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal saying, no, they shouldn't. And we've also got on the line Eric Glatt, who's calling us from Washington, D.C. He has a lawsuit, actually, and thinks that all unpaid internships should be banned. What do you think? Give us a call, 206-543-5869. Let's talk now to Johnson Dang, who's joining us by phone. Hey, Johnson.
Hello.
So you're actually a student at the UW who is currently an unpaid intern?
Correct.
And what's been your experience, and why did you decide to work for free?
Well, in the last year, I've had three unpaid internships on top of my full-time student duties, and that's been really crazy. But the reason why I've decided to be so busy and to dive in completely into this is because my unpaid internship allows me to take the risks that I beforehand would not have really taken when just doing things like failed PR initiatives or failed photo projects for publicity, just things like that that I can fail, I can learn faster, and I think that's much more valuable than if I were to just work for wages, as Steve said.
But let me ask you, Johnson, if your employer offered to pay you, would you not take the money? I mean, why not also get paid?
I would, actually. It's more of a practical question for me. Is it practical for them to pay me? If so, then yes. I would love to. I have to eat. I have things that break that I need to replace. It's a basic need for me to have money. But if I'm working at a nonprofit, then I think it's an implicit understanding that I probably won't be paid.
All right. Thanks so much for taking the time to tell us about it. Johnson Dang is a student at the University of Washington who's currently an unpaid intern. And if you've had an experience with an internship and you weren't paid, give us a call and tell us what you think. 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. Let's hear now actually from Anne, who's calling us from Bellevue. Anne, what's your experience?
Hi. I had an internship during college with the Joffrey Ballet, and I learned so much. And I don't think at that time I would have been able to get hired without having that experience of working in their PR and marketing department.
So in your case, your answer to this question is no, unpaid internships should not be banned.
I don't think they should be banned. I mean, especially if you want to try out an arts organization or nonprofit where they don't have enough money to pay someone. It takes the pressure off of you committing to a job.
Got it.
And valuable experience for the future from it.
And thanks so much for that phone call. Let's take one more right now. We'll hear from Mario in the U District. Mario, what do you think?
Hi there. You know, I do think they should be banned. I was actually a HIP intern at Washington Mutual, and I was a paid intern.
A HIP intern?
Really, pardon me?
Did you say a HIP intern?
HIP. I actually, for the life of me, can't remember what it stands for, but it's essentially someone that functions within, you know, now it's Chase, but formerly Washington Mutual, you functioned as any other teller or vault custodian and, you know, performed daily bank duties. Now, I really feel that paying someone for whatever service that they're performing really instills value on both sides of the equation. Not only that, there really is an element of indentured servitude there for me when I think about what an unpaid internship is. I understand people gain a lot from it, but I think that a lot of what they're gaining from it has a lot to do with what they're putting into this bowl of, you know, their servitude to the company. I think that it's what they're investing in it that comes back right back out again.
Got it. All right, Mario, thanks so much for that phone call. Mario calling us from the U District saying he thinks unpaid interns should get paid. I want to bring back into the conversation Eric Glatt and Steve Cohen, who are joining us to talk about this issue. And Eric Glatt, a question for you. You know, a lot of people who are critical of unpaid internships say that, look, they're discriminatory against low-income people. Was that your experience? And what's your perspective on that case?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously this is something that only people who can afford to work for free for extended period of times are qualified to do. If you were to be asked to write a check to get your foot in the door, obviously that would be considered bribery and unethical. But if you give away your labor, which is basically writing the check to your landlord, your grocer, and other people instead, while you pay your own way to do the work, that's considered fine.
But now, what about, we have a long tradition of craft apprenticeships in the United States. A lot of students are paying to get skills in universities, whether it's how to program computers or how to cook. So why isn't an unpaid internship a better alternative in those cases than having to pay to learn a skill, which is in effect, a negative wage, right? I mean, you're actually having to pay to go to university.
Yeah, there's two big elements here. One is the one-to-one exchange in which most of the people who've spoken so far talk about what they got from the internship, but they don't talk about the people who can't afford to work for free, or they're not talking about the person who loses a job because the employer doesn't need, for example, on the movie Black Swan, there were at least a dozen positions that should have been paid positions.
Right. But
the
question is about people that would otherwise have to pay to go to graduate school or some sort of paid training program.
Yeah,
so that's
going
to cost you as opposed to going for free.
Right. And that's if you're in a classroom and you're receiving training, you're receiving a service, you're receiving something from the school or the professor, you pay for that.
So you're saying in internships that doesn't happen? That's not a part of internships?
An unpaid internship, if it were to meet the criteria of the law, that would be what happens. So our other caller here, who's a lawyer who doesn't know the law on this, might want to know that the Supreme Court case that settled this issue was faced with around 10 years after the passage of the minimum wage law, the Fair Labor Standards Act, the Supreme Court was faced with a situation where a train yard had people on its premises who were just being trained. They weren't contributing to the operation of the yard. They weren't contributing to the employer's profitability. They were just off on the side on the physical premises, just receiving training. If that's what unpaid internships really were, just people receiving training, not contributing to the production of whatever that organization does, just being a recipient of something, that's fine. But that's not what they are. And people, when they talk about what's great about unpaid internships, actually cite the more it's integrated into the actual operations of the business, the better it is.
All right. Eric Glatt is with us. He's suing Fox Searchlight over an unpaid internship. And he says all internships that are not paid should be banned. Also with us is Steve Cohen. And Steve, I want to bring you back in and ask you.
Like that as a lawyer who doesn't know the law. Thank you, Eric.
Got it. But let me just, let me press you on.
Supreme Court case. I can't imagine there's been no case law since then, but I do admit I don't know that case. But I do know that company, you know, one of the first calls, I think it was Johnson, said, you know, taking risks. And he was able to take risks in this internship. Companies, organizations take risks when they bring on interns. I have been in the workforce for way, way too many years. And I've had interns. I've been an intern, and one of the things you realize as an employer very early on is that the quality of the so-called work that interns perform is really not worth minimum wage in most cases.
All right, Steve, I want to get you on this one point and ask you to answer one of the questions. We're almost out of time. Eric made the point, we've also heard the point, that these internships are not fair in the sense that they're giving an advantage to wealthier people. So as a society, don't we have an interest in banning unpaid internships?
Well, let me answer that directly head on. First of all, 90% of the internships that I saw over the last 4 years gave course credit for the internship. And that means that the lower income student could not have been using that time to work at McDonald's or to work in another place. It was in lieu of class time. So the argument that poor students can't do internships is simply untrue. Now, should all internships be paid? Should they be only for-profit companies? Four of the largest industries in New York City, so-called nonprofit industries, pay their CEOs and their top executives in excess of $4 million. That's insurance, health insurance, it's universities, it's hospitals. Technically, from what Eric has been saying, these are nonprofit organizations that would be exempt. So, I mean, it's inconceivable that we should be limiting opportunities for low-income or any other student to show what they have, to make the connections in order to pay them minimum wage.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for both of you for joining us. Steve Cohen is a lawyer and a former publisher and the author of a recent article in the Wall Street Journal that says unpaid internships are a good thing. You can find a link to that article on our website at kuow.org. Also with us was Eric Glatt, a law student who's suing Fox Searchlight for what he calls his illegal internship. And thanks to you for all of your phone calls. If I wasn't able to get to it, you can join the conversation, which continues on our Facebook page. That's KUW's The Conversation with Ross Reynolds. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.